Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Lender.
Wake up for work and don't want to go. Of course, we all have. And if you have heard me say, LeBron James wakes up and says, damn, sometimes I got to play basketball, then I'm sorry I'm repeating that, but it's very useful. So, as many of you may know, I got let go from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette last Friday, October the 30th, day before Halloween. Not a good feeling when you fail. Really sucks, actually, but especially when you're making really good money and you're able to impact a lot of people. But that's not, I don't want to dwell. The show's not about dwelling, it's about moving forward and handling things the correct way. So it obviously allowed me to think about a lot of things in my life, where it's going, how I've been conducting it, where I want to be in 5-10 years. And it's really comforting to tell you guys this, and girls, of course, but I haven't been as happy as I thought I would. You know, if you would ask me at 16, 17, 18 years old where I would be, I would, at 30, I would say, oh, I'll be a millionaire and I'll be famous by then and have an award-winning podcast. No, wouldn't say that. I was not happy, and I have not been for a while. And like many of you, probably, it's whether it's my work or my life or the people I'm around. Because we all have our circles. And you want to make sure that you ask yourself, are you happy? Because that is solely your responsibility. Whether you have children, whether you have a spouse, whether you have parents that want you to do something, it is solely your responsibility to be happy. So if you wake up for work every day unhappy, you got to quit that stuff, man. Lady. Because that will eat away at your happiness. And so I'm open to so many new options moving forward. Actually, before we get into that, I want to stick on this happiness, and I'm going to go over a couple of minutes here. Sorry for the rant, but it's the truth. And I believe in practical knowledge, information that you can implement right away. I'm not saying quit your job right away, but formulate a plan. Create some kind of idea to get the hamster wheel turning. Stop overthinking it and use your truth. And that's what I have been trying to do more of every day this week. And even as I get better from episode 1 to 100, I've learned that using your truth is absolutely the way to success. Why is that? Because success is not measured the same by everyone. For some, it's money. For others, it's how hot your wife is, or your husband. For me, it's a bunch of things. It's being healthy, having an impact on people's lives, providing for my family, building relationships. And I want to be successful. Let's not doubt that, because we're talking about work right now. And so if you wake up sometimes not wanting to go to work, that's okay. As you heard at the beginning of this episode, that is fine. LeBron James does it too, I think. The point is, it's okay to wake up and not want to go to work some days. You cannot have motivation every day. Some days it's just not there. But that's when discipline takes over. That is where I leave you. Discipline will be a topic for tomorrow's show, and I can't wait to talk about it. Before you go, a little selfish intention here, that since I have all this free time, you know, 40 hours a week from losing this job, well, really, 60, because, you know, we all work overtime. If you just want to talk, feel free to reach out. If you want to network professionally, I would love for you to reach out. I have skills in marketing, sales, advertising, and I'm a communicator. If these are things that you're looking for, this is my personal 30 seconds to pitch myself, that I would love to just see if we're a right fit. Thank you guys always for watching and listening to Lending a Hand. You can find us on YouTube when we have guests, and you can also listen to us on Spotify, Apple, or Alexa. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Lending a Hand.